Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. We will begin to study the third Aliyah for Parashat Noah. It begins with Genesis chapter 7, verse 17, and completes at chapter 8, verse 14. This is a total of 22 verses. We know the number 22 connects to the 22 Hebrew letters. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin hei bibhu urchimu.
Has joined.
Uphilu urchimu. Leakta l'shem yud hei bavav hei. Ve'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeihu. Vayehi hamabul arba'in yom al haaretz. Vayirbu hamayim vayisu et hateva vataram me'al haaretz. Vayigberu hamayim vayirbu me'od. Al haaretz, vatelech hateva al pnei hamayim. Vehamayim javru meod, meod al haaretz, vayichusu kohecharim. Ashugohim asher tachat kol hashamayim chamesh esre hamamil mala javru hamayim vayekusu heharim vayigvahwa kol basar haromesh Al haaretz ba'of uvab heima uvachaya uvachol hasheret hashoretz al haaretz v'chol ha'adam kol asher nishmat ruach Chaim b'yapav mikol asher b'charava meitu. Vayimach et kol haikum asher al pnei ha'adamah me'adam ad behemah. Vayishaer, Ach Noach Va'asher Ito. Bateva Vayigberu Hamayim Al Haaretz Hamishim At Yom Vayizkor Elohim Et Noach V'et Kol Hachaya. V'et Kol HaBehema Asher Ito Bateva Vayaver Elohim Ruach Al Haaretz Vayashoku Hamayim
has joined.
Vayisachru Mai Mayanot Tehom Va'arubot Ashamayim Vayikale Hajeshem Min Hashamayim Vayashuvu Hamayim Me'al Haaretz Halok Vashovahi Vayachsuru Hamayim Mikse Hamishim At Yom Watanah Hateva Va Kodesh Hashvi'i B'Shiva Asar Yom La Kodesh Al Hare Ararat Ararat V'Hamayim Ayu Halo V'Chasor Ad HaKodesh Ba'asiri Ba'asiri Be'ad LaKodesh Niru Rashehecharim Vayehi Miketz Arba'im Yom Vayiftach Noah Et Chalon Hateva Asher Asah Vayishalach et ha'orev Vayetze yatzov asho Ad yivoshet hamayim me'al ha'aret Vayishalach Vayishalach et hayona Meito lirot hatalu hamayim me'al pnei ha'adama v'lo matza hayona manoa l'tach yagla v'atashav elav el hateva Imaim al pene kol haaretz Vayishlak yado vayikachecha Vayavei otah elav el hateva Vayachel od shivat yamin Acherim Vayosef shalach Et hayona min hateva Vatavo elav Hayona le'et erev Wehine ale zayit Tarav pepiha Vayeda noah kikalu Amayim me'al ha'aretz Vayiyachel Od shivat yamim Ache Erim Vayishalach et Hayonah Willo Yaspa Shuv Elav. Vayehi Beachat Hashesh Meot Shana B'Arishon Be'echad Lachodesh Harvu Hamayim Me'al Ha'aret Vayasar Noach Et Mikse Ha'teva Vayahve Hine Harvu Be'leha Adama Uvachodesh Hasheni Beshiva Be'ezrim Yom Lachodesh Yavsha Haaretz. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. The English translation. Now the Mabul, the flood, was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased. And they lifted the ark, and it rose off the earth. And the waters became powerful, and they increased very much upon the earth. And the ark moved upon the waters. And the waters became exceedingly powerful upon the earth. And all the lofty mountains that were under the heavens were covered up. 15 cubits above did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered up. And all the flesh perished that moved upon the earth, among the fowl, and among the cattle, and among the beasts, and among all creeping creatures that creep upon the earth, and all mankind. Everything that had the breath of the spirit of life in its nostrils of all that were on the dry land died. And it blotted out all beings that were upon the face of the earth, from man to animal to creeping thing and to the fowl of the heavens, and they were blotted out from the earth. And only Noah and those with him in the ark survived. And the water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And Elohim remembered Noah, all the beasts and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And Elohim caused a spirit to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. So the one question that occurs to me is this spirit an angel, or is this spirit a wind,
or is has joined.
And the springs of the deep were closed, and the windows of the heavens, and the rain from the heaven was withheld. And the waters receded off the earth more and more, and the water diminished at the end of 150 days. And the ark came to rest in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. What we learn from this verse is that the rain, which began on the 17th of Tammuz, was completed. The rain was completed after 190 days, 40 plus 150. But then the receding took an additional period of time, and the total length was 1 month less than a year. for 11 months. And the waters constantly diminished until the 10th month. In the 10th, on the first of the month, the mountain peaks appeared. The 10th month is the month of Tevet. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark that he had made. And he sent forth the raven, and it went out back and forth until the waters dried up off the earth. And he sent forth the dove from with him to see whether the waters had abated from upon the surface of the earth. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of its foot. So it returned to him to the ark, because there was water upon the entire surface of the earth. So he stretched forth his hand and took it, and he brought it to him into the ark. And he waited again another 7 days, and he again sent forth the dove from the ark. And the dove returned to him at eventide, and behold, it had plucked an olive tree leaf in its mouth. So Noah knew that the water had abated from upon the earth. And he again waited another 7 days, and he sent forth the dove, and it no longer continued to return to him. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, that the waters dried up from upon the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and he saw, and behold, the surface of the ground had dried up. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. That's the completion of the English reading. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? I had been thinking that we will would be a good thing to study while we are still studying the Psalms, and we haven't yet completed all 150. It would be good to begin to study specifically the Tikkun Teilat Klali, which is the Tikkun, the eternal or the overall Tikkun that's taught by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, in which he says, by reading these specific 10 Psalms, you are achieving a Tikkun, primarily for sexual inappropriateness, but also for many other Tikkunim. So I thought if we started to do some deep study verse by verse, and we have the time this morning to begin that process. And the first psalm that is part of the Tikkun Klali is the psalm from chapter 16. The first verse begins, Miktam l'David. Shamreni el ki chasiti vach, or vach. The translation is a miktam of David. Keep me, El, for I have taken refuge in thee. What is a miktam? As we know, there are 10 forms of psalms. A miktam, obviously, is a word that the translators did not want to try and translate. If we parse the word miktam into mem, kaf, and then the second word is tam, we know that tam means complete, as it is said that Jacob is an ish tam. It says that Noah is an ish tam. The word tam is this word indicating completion. Miktam has a total gematria of 500. What does the number 500 represent? It represents 5 times 100. 100 is a stage of completion, 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. The five is a connection to the five worlds. But let's even take another deeper look.
Looking for my
phone. Yes, it's six. If we use Google Translation to translate the word miktam, it's being translated as an epigram. The definition of an epigram is a rhetorical device that is a memorial. It is a memorable, brief, interesting, and surprising satirical statement. But another word that relates to the epigram is an aphorism. The definition of an aphorism is 1, a concise statement of a principle, 2, a terse formulation of a truth or sentiment, an adage, the high-minded aphorism, let us value the quality of life, not the quantity. So we begin to see that the miktam is a very important structure for the psalm. It's talking about a specific spiritual law. Now, when we say miktam l'David, we're saying the meaning of miktam, this epigram, or this aphorism, to David, or teaching David, or David taught this miktam. And what is the spiritual statement? Keep me, El, the name of God associated with Chokmah, for I have taken refuge in thee. This is a principle, a spiritual law, that when you cleave to Hashem, He becomes your total protection. I should say he, she, or it becomes your total protection. Now, all of what I've just said is my opinion based on looking at different aspects available in the web. definitions of various words, gematria, many of these different aspects. But I think this is a very significant teaching. The second verse. Amart la Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohedawanu heyo Adonai ata tovati balalecha. I have said to Hashem, Thou art my Lord. I have no good but in Thee. And this, to me, is all still part of the miktam, part of the structure of an epigram of the spiritual law being discussed in a very short way, very short sentence. So there should be a lot of material in these words. There are seven words, which is in a connection to the seven lower sephirot. And 27 letters is a connection to all of the Hebrew letters, including the final letter forms. Amarta, or Amart, is a Hebrew word that's talking about Omer, speaking. But it's being said in the present tense. The taf at the end of the word is conjugating it as the present tense. No, actually, it's a past tense, which makes more sense to the taf being at the end of the word. The English translation is, I have said. This is past tense. Now, the fourth word is ata. And ata is a very significant word. We say ata in every blessing. And it's a word in that blessing that is it's unnecessary. But of course it is necessary. But ata means you in the masculine form, meaning the sharing form. But if we look at the word ata, aleph to taf is injected into the hay, which the hay is representative of the malchut level of the physical world. The ata, the aleph to taf, is the 22 Hebrew letters. The aleph to taf, according to the Zohar, is the Shekhinah. Now, the English translation appears to me to be a little bit corrupted with the word tovati. Tov, we know, means good. But this language, the translation is, I have no good but in thee. But if we look at the words here, Tovati is a conjugation of the word tov, conjugation of the word good. But it's The yud at the end is saying it's my good. The taf at the end is putting it in the past tense, which does not make sense. Nowhere in these words is it translating the word no.
Has joined.
I have no good. It's saying my goodness or my good. Then we have the word baal and alecha. Alecha is ayin lamed yud kaf sofit. The kaf sofit means yours. Ayin lamed yud represents my elevation. But how can we have your elevation and my elevation? Why is it necessary to describe it that way? Why wouldn't it say our elevation? And the word baal can be rearranged to spell the word heart. So a more literal translation of these words would be saying to Hashem, the energy that's in the physical world is coming from my master, or is my master, my Lord. My goodness is the elevation of you, is your elevation of your heart. That's another aspect, another translation that may have some more meaning than the typical literal translation. And that's the completion of our class today. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? Our classes today, there are three additional classes today, are 11 o'clock West Coast time. The 11 o'clock class will be continuing our study of the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges. Our 4:30 class will continue our deep Zohar study in the Parasha of Pikudei. And our 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. And this is the final section of the prologue. We will not be able to complete this in this one class, but we're getting very close to the completion of the prologue. May you all have a beautiful day. Shalom gadol to everyone. Shalom. Be well. And one final announcement. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, our 7 o'clock class will be our Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Cheshvan, which is referred to as Mar Cheshvan. Mar means bitter Cheshvan. But it also, if we change and reverse the letters of Mar to be Resh Mem rather than Mem Resh, Resh Mem Ram means elevated. So we have a potential during the month of Cheshvan, and especially on the first action of Cheshvan, And it's also good to know that tonight we begin Rosh Chodesh. Our connection will be done on Wednesday night. But Heshvan has 2 days this year of Rosh Chodesh. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful, beautiful anticipation of a very positive Heshvan, Bezrat Hashem, with the help of Hashem. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you. Shalom, thank you.
Thank you all.